you read the papers now, and given the things that are going on in Spain and Greece and the overall Eurozone, that is obviously creating quite a churn in the market. She did note that the L funds, because they reflect the overall underlying funds, they're invested in GFI CNS, those have varying levels of return depending on how much equity each of them have. And obviously, the longer further out, the more equity there is, because you won't be needing that money for 30 or 40 years.
And as far as the fund's overall progress, are most have been up or down? Can you give us a sense of how things have progressed over the last quarter or so?
Through March, they have been positive and doing quite well. April, it is starting to get a little bit rockier.
You guys also got an update about the Roth implementation. How'd it go in the first couple weeks?
Well, we are very pleased that as the woman who was in charge of the project office, she said when we rolled Roth out, we didn't break anything else. And that was obviously something we were very worried about. This was a two-year project. It consumed over 50% of our agency staff in getting it done. And we are open for business. We have received our first Roth contributions, and we have also received our first Roth TST rollovers. In other words, people had a Roth IRA out in the private sector, and they have rolled it over into the Roth TSP account. So we are very pleased that so far everything appears to be going as planned. We expect, based on the payroll schedule, that we will see more Roth money coming in next week, and that will give us an even higher comfort level that everything is working as it should. And one of the things I really want to stress is that the Roth TSP is a very personal decision. It is whether you pay taxes now or you pay taxes later. You will pay taxes. It's just what is best for you. So we don't anticipate that this is going to be very widely used by federal employees, but it is something that is, for certain populations, a very good choice. It's just something that they need to really think about.
Did you get any sense of how much money or how many people did that roll over or did put money in the Roth IRA?
It was Roth TSP, excuse me, not Roth IRA. We had four employees who made their first election into the Roth TSP, and we had three employees roll money over from their Roth IRAs into the Roth TSP. So we know now that the programming works, and we will see what happens next week when more. It's just the way the payroll schedules roll out through the government. So we anticipate a greater volume of enrollment coming in next week, and that will give us, as I said, a higher level of comfort that all of our programming works and the programming at the various payroll offices work as well.
Federal Thrift Investment Board meeting yesterday. Give us the highlights of some of those, what came out from that meeting.
We have three monthly reports that we always give to the board members. The first one is our participant activity. We are up to a total of $312 billion being invested in the thrift plan, and we have now more than 4.5 million participants. The plan continues to grow, and we're quite pleased with that, obviously. Our second report is always from our investment officer, who is talking about the actual performance of the various funds. And obviously, she spent some time talking about how the funds had done quite well through March and in April, and now in continuing into May, the uncertainty overseas are being reflected in the equity funds. And the I fund is likely to be negative in May based on all of the changes and the issues going on overseas in the Eurozone. So obviously that's something that people should be aware of. And while we don't make investment advice, obviously you want to be aware of what your investments are doing.
Let me back up there. Now, $312 billion invested in a thrift plan, 4.5 million participants. Now, that 4.5 million includes current federal employees and retired federal employees?
It's anyone who has an account. So if you were a federal employee for 5 years and you left and went on to do a different job, you were able to leave your money in the thrift plan, and many people do. So it's current federal employees, retired federal employees, people who were once with the government and who separated. It's uniformed services. And now since 2010, it's beneficiaries, because now if one of our participants dies, their spouse can now keep their money in. So it's a range of people who have money in the thrift plan.
And it's $312 billion. Is it up? Do you see an increase month after month, or is it just is it a fairly steady increase?
It's a fairly steady increase. It was, let's see, $308 billion in February, $312 billion in March, $312 billion in April. And the reason it didn't grow between March and April is because the market fell in April. So while people are still putting money in, the fall in the market is reflected in the total value.
There is another report that came out also, an update from the Capitol Hill. Was there anything there that you could give us a heads up on?
I believe that your station covered it. Senator Akaka has introduced legislation that would allow the thrift plan in the future to automatically escalate new employees' contributions into the thrift plan. As you may know, a couple years ago, we began to auto-enroll new employees. This is only applying to employees who are just joining the government, and they have the opportunity to opt out. If they don't opt out, we will automatically enroll them at a 3% contribution. Senator Akaka's bill, which is S-3175, would say that the thrift plan can then increase those employees 1% a year for 2 years, so they would hit the 5% match. And under the thrift plan, if you as a participant contribute 5%, you will get the full 5% match from the government. That is what is motivating Senator Akaka to introduce that legislation. And that bill has been referred to committee. And so obviously we will watch that closely. That will impact us, and in terms of implementing, it will also impact payroll offices, who would be the ones who would really have to do a lot of the programming changes to make that happen.
Was there any conversation in terms of from the Hill activity around the Surface Transportation Board or maybe some other bills that are out there that could pose changes to federal retirement benefits?
Most of the bills that are pending are dealing with the FERS defined benefit portion. That is outside the thrift plan's purview, if you will. We didn't discuss those. We're certainly well aware of them, but there wasn't a conversation about that yesterday. We did mention the two bills that the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee had marked up in April, that one is the phased retirement, and that has been amended to allow people to roll over their terminal leave payment, that if you separate from the government, you get your annual leave paid out to you, and this bill would allow it to be transferred into the thrift plan. There is another bill that would clarify that thrift plans, like every other 401k, could be subject to levy by the IRS. That has been a subject of contention between us and the IRS for quite some time, and Congress is clarifying that we would be treated the same as any other 401k.